the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network. It's not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversation about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we're able to tell the stories of the people, the communities, and the companies within the industry. Those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field, the oil and gas industry, and Shale Play USA. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Dan Hetherington with SEH. He gives us a behind-the-scenes look at some of the activity with the Davis Refinery. Of course, the Davis Refinery is scheduled to start construction here this summer. It's being spearheaded by Meridian Energy Group, and we get an update from Dan Hetherington. A little later on in the program, Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt with the Bakken Barbecue. It's the sixth annual Bakken Barbecue happening June 15th, Dickinson, North Dakota. I'll be the MC. It's an amazing event. I invite each and every one of you to come out there. As I mentioned, it's a fantastic event. Tiffany Steiner, Jackie Schmidt with the Bakken Barbecue. Give us a rundown of the barbecue event, the live music, energy company cookers, and also why they come together and do the barbecue is to raise money for Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt a little later on in the program with the Bakken Barbecue. And then we talk with Jared Whipp with Boss Solutions. He explains their technology, which involves the separation of liquids and solids. He also talks about why they have 30% of the Bakken's market share. And then multimedia kidjupreneur Otis talks with Mike Henderson, a vice president with Marathon Oil, about entrepreneurial opportunity in the energy industry. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Smoking, I'm joking with the people. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced. When he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dan Hetherington with SEH about the Davis Refinery. About the other needs of the state, Secretary Zinke came into North Dakota here at the Williston Basin Conference, and part of the chatter, I guess, was about private property rights. We talked about what's good for the public, but also what's good for the private side of things. Have you been hearing that that private versus public?
Yeah, actually, on our end, we hear that a lot. It's very, very frequent. A lot of the existing ranch owners, but also people within the communities out, especially in western North Dakota, that are going, okay, at what point does this overreach, too much of an overreach? These private people, they want the ability to direct what's going on their own property and what's going on their neighbor's property. They're all involved in these projects, and the support that we have from the property owners is tremendous. But it's a huge concern to where they're going, okay, there's too much overreach. They're trying to impose too much regulation on what is our private property and what the locals want to do with that property. So, yeah, it's a big issue, and we understand it thoroughly. I wouldn't want anybody coming in and telling me what I can do in my yard and what I can't do in my yard. So I get it, and we understand it, and, we're working with them the best we can.
Has it gotten to that point where they're telling you not in your yard yet, or are they still trying to see if it can go in the yard? Or, I guess, kind of where are we at with that?
Well, there are groups out there that believe that the local property owners don't have any rights. It doesn't matter. It just matters on, you know, what's this, you know, oil and gas is bad in general, or these, you know, this type of a project is bad in general. So it doesn't matter what the local property owners want. But in reality, we all know that that's not the case. I mean, these local people and people that have individual property rights is a huge deal. It's part of what our country was built on. That's a massive deal. So it's very, very important for, you know, for me personally. I mean, I believe that strongly, and I know that that's the way that everybody feels that's associated with this project, you know, that are supportive of the project.
So what's next for just anybody? Let's start with you, you, the project manager, also Meridian Energy Group. The locals, you know, I've mentioned this before, there's cafe owners, there's certain people in Belfield that their livelihood depends on a construction season and a number of different things like that. So I understand that we want to be as courteous as we can to the state with what they're going through, understanding what they're going through. But at the same time, there are other people affected through this. So do you guys have a next step plan yet, or are you still kind of in limbo on that? Just kind of talk to me about the, in the media, we call it changing the oil while the car's moving.
Okay, gotcha. I like that. Actually, it's a really good term. So, yeah, we've got a lot of things going on, which, like I said, I would consider, you know, kind of behind the scenes, what's not open and where everybody sees, you know, trucks and equipment out on the project. We're working with security measures. We're working with different, like I said, long lead items. We're ordering equipment. So we've got a lot of different things going on, and one thing I want to make clear that is that when we talked about individual property rights, I don't see the state of North Dakota actually trying to impose on those things. I think it's just these other groups that believe that local property owners don't have the rights that they actually do. So the state has been very understanding. The state is working real well with us and with the locals out there. They understand that the locals have this need for that type of growth that you're talking about. It's not just a desire. They have a need. The communities out in this area have had some significant hardships because of the downturn in the industry and, you know, the downturn in their local economy and local businesses. So, yeah, they're desperate for it. They want it. But they've been tremendously supportive. You know, what can we do to help? You want us to make some phone calls? Do you want us to get involved? You know, should we go visit these people? Should we go visit our elected officials? And right now we've been able to tell them that we honestly do believe that the state is really doing a great job. They're working, you know, on this, even though nobody sees it day to day. We know that they're working on it day to day. So things are going right, very well. So next steps, it's kind of what's still going on. We're working on long leads. We're working on, you know, working with security measures, local law enforcement, fire protection, things like that. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that are still going on, and they'll continue to go on. And when we're allowed to, we'll be ready to start breaking ground.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington with SEH, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I don't mind the bug, the bubble keeps getting bigger.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota.
Well, you're my pineapple, baby. Let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby. Let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt with the Bakken Barbecue.
2-1, go ahead.
Jackie Schmidt, co-founder of the Bakken Barbecue. Tiffany Steiner, co-founder of the Bakken Barbecue.
Perfect. We got great levels, and it looks like everything is working fantastic on my end. So let's talk a little bit about the Bakken Barbecue as we record this. We're about a week away. We'll call it a week away. What's coming down on the home stretch, you two?
Wow, we have so much going on this last week. We still have sponsors. We still have companies that are wanting to cook. So it's a really exciting week for us. We're 8 days away. I feel like it's going to be a really good year.
I agree. In fact, what has been nice about the Bakken Barbecue is you and I have talked about this, at least off the air, how just encouraging it was to see the giving and the company still participating during those downturn years, during those low oil prices. So I'm anticipating there's going to be a lot of energy at this year's Bakken Barbecue. Did you guys talk about that at all, about how exciting this is that people are kind of coming back now that the activity's here?
Yeah, it's definitely pretty amazing. I mean, when we started, 6 years ago, we had to do a lot of networking for the Bakken Barbecue. And the exciting thing now is people are reaching out to us because they've heard of it through other people attending or other companies sponsoring. And it's kind of a neat thing to see after 6 years of planning and pouring your heart into an event. You can see the payoff and people enjoy this event and they talk about it. And companies plan their menu a year in advance. They start planning after the Bakken Barbecue for the next year. And that's kind of a neat thing to see because you can see their heart is in it as well as ours.
So let's talk about the barbecue a little bit, and then we'll talk about Make-A-Wish, and then, of course, give the details for the folks listening. Let's talk about the Barbecue Bravado, the competition, if you will. Has anybody disclosed what they're going to be serving this year? But first, who's defending who's the defending champs this year in the different categories you have?
Well, we have Shockcore, who is defending the championship, the first place winner. I tried to get some information out of Rusty Padgett with Shockcore as to what he's cooking, but he's keeping that hush-hush, so it'll be a surprise to see what they're coming back with. I don't know how you top tri-tip.
Tri-tips, that was a really popular item in the last couple of years, and so it doesn't surprise me that was the one that won. Now, how does that voting work? Is that by judges, or is there people's choices? How does that, I mean, you guys have done it a couple different ways before in the past, so talk to me about the judging.
You know, the judging is a hard thing. Each year we've asked companies to bring an employee or somebody to judge, and it ends up that the judge is walking around eating, 17 to 20 plates of food. And by the end of it, they're pretty miserable. So this year, we kind of changed things around. We're actually leaving it in the hands of the public. So when the public comes in, they each get 3 tickets, and they get to choose who the winner is. So we'll choose first, second, and third place based off what the public has to say.
I really like that they get 3 different options, because you know as well as I do, one of them's going to go into their buddies, regardless of how it tastes. And that's all well and good, because popularity is really part of it too. But usually the second and third, if not all 3, do go to the one that they think is the best. So I think that's a good idea to have them choose 3, but also really let the public choose, so it encourages them to try the different fares instead of just a couple.
Right, I agree.
Okay, so let's talk about prizes a little bit. Are you guys doing a raffle this year, or doing any sort of prize-type activities?
We got a raffle. We've got always fantastic prizes. Our grand prize again this year is $5,000 cash. We have a rifle, some cash giveaways, Vikings tickets, Traeger, Yeti, a weekend getaway at Deadwood Lodge, Apple iPad, and some Twins tickets.
Outstanding. And how about some of the events that are going on? Of course, Sawdust is playing, and I did want to mention this Make-A-Wish, the event happening. But before we get into Make-A-Wish, how about the bands and just a few other, just the kiddie area and some of the other activities that people can expect?
I'm excited. We always try to stay somewhat local for the band and try to do something different every year. This year, we decided to do Sawdust, which I'm on the API board. And so when we did the Christmas party for the API, we had them, and I've never seen people dance more and close down the dance floor. And so it's nice to see that. And we're hoping that will reciprocate at the Bakken Barbecue. And hopefully people can relax and enjoy the band a little bit more this year. And then the kitty corner, well, we have a bunch of different little surprises. We have the chamber bringing some fun stuff, and the rock bar is going to be bringing some fun games. And then, of course, we'll have these jumping castles and all that. And we will have the Bellhart close-up kids. They'll be hanging out in the kitty area, helping with the kids.
You know, every year at the Bakken Barbecue, this is the sixth annual one. It's quite a treat, of course, to raise money in this sort of way, in a very barbecue community fellowship way. But at the end of the day, it goes to Make-A-Wish North Dakota. I mean, you guys are doing this out of your volunteer time. You guys aren't taking a paycheck for this. So is it still pretty much all the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish? I mean, you guys aren't taking paychecks yet, are you?
Oh my gosh, no. Definitely all on our own free time. You know, we now have a committee of 15 people, 14 to 15 people that work at various different companies. And it's pretty unique because they all spend time on this outside of work. We're actually meeting here in the next hour as one of our final meetings. And no, all money goes to Make-A-Wish. We don't take any money out of there. It's something we enjoy, and we hope that we can do this for years to come. A great thing about our committee is, you know, they contribute so many different aspects. You know, we don't just have oil field related committee members. We also have people that work at banks, insurance companies. So, you know, we have just a variety of people, and they kind of bring their A personalities and ideas. So they've really helped us expand this year in different aspects that Tiffany and I never even thought of.
Tiffany Steiner, Jackie Schmidt, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our conclusion of the Bakken Barbecue, the sixth annual Bakken Barbecue interview with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt, right here on Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
So back to the way.
Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go? Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community, talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Done
you
it.
Need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, the second part of our interview with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt with the Bakken Barbecue. And we are going to do an interview off the stage in kind of a private area, which will be available later both online and then through the radio stations that we're on. But that way we'll be able to have a, you know, more controlled interview for those people who, you know, want to maybe check it out afterwards, because, you know, as well as I do, the center stage, we probably get about 70% of the people's attention, because there are some people cooking and some people talking and some people are away from the stage. But you guys moved the stage this year. So talk to me a little bit about kind of the reconfiguration. This is another thing that is nice, because you get to take a step back and you're like, you know what? How are we going to improve it this year? And this year, I am so excited you guys are moving the stage, because last year, I think the wind really kind of forced that issue.
Yeah, we actually moved the stage to the east side of the parking lot. We put it in between the companies, so they're facing out west, or they're facing west toward all the other companies, and all the companies that are cooking are kind of conglomerated around them, as well as the picnic tables. So we're hoping that with this new stage, Prestige Worldwide, we rented it from, that'll help. And then we also have Kirk that we're using his sound system, which is pretty amazing. So hopefully that helps alleviate our sound issue that we've had over the last couple of years.
Well, I think just putting it in the center, like it sounds like it's going to be, is just a natural progression, really. It's a natural progression, because it worked good on the other side too, but I do know what you mean by the sound, in terms of if it's more in that kind of that eastern area, the center area, I think it'll emanate a little bit, carry a little bit further amongst the people. So, okay, cool. Let's talk about the sponsors. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of it, if you will. So are you guys obviously still looking for sponsors? I can't imagine that they can get on any printed material at this point, but I know that the donations go to Make-A-Wish. So talk about the sponsors, who they are. Of course, mention some of those good sponsors too, if you would.
You know, the cool thing that we did this year is we have not printed any of our material for the event. We're not going to do it probably till 2 days prior. So if people are still wanting to get on the banners and on Facebook, we can do that. That's easy. This is probably the first year we've had this many platinum sponsors, which I think shows also how much the companies love to be in this event. I mean, our platinum sponsors, and most of them have been sponsors for years, but we have ConocoPhillips, Z-Style Transport, Crystal Kester, Lean Drilling, KLX, Martin Construction, MDI, and Secure Energy Services. And then I don't think a lot of people, you know, maybe don't look at the special thanks on our banner, but those companies are the ones that help us raise the money because they give their services to us for free. You know, we have Big John Porter Potties. He donates everything. Blue Sky Dumpsters, Butler, Fastenal, you know, Four Seasons Trophies does the trophies for free. Gravity does all of the generators and stuff. Local Magic has been so kind in helping us doing t-shirts and tents. SM Fencing, and then of course you, Jason. I mean, you're a huge part of this as well. I mean, we couldn't get, you know, out there if it wasn't you supporting us and always talking about us on the radio, so we appreciate that as well.
Well, I appreciate that. Of course, there's other media as well that are a part of this. And, you know, as you were mentioning, like the porta potty guys and the trophy guys and that sort of thing, or companies, guys, I got to watch myself now with my old upbringing. It's now PC to say businesses. That's a really integral part of it, because at the end of the day, those are things that you need. I mean, there's laws and insurances that you need those things. And so they do cost money. And so for those companies to donate their services like that, that's just as good as cash.
It's almost better because we're not paying anything like that. And those companies have been doing it since day one, too, since the first Bach and Barbecue. And I don't think they get the credit they deserve, but they sure make our event. I mean, we didn't have porta potties. That wouldn't be a very fun event.
I don't even think you could do it anymore without porta potties. I think the local government would come in. Oh, yeah.
So, no, we appreciate, we have so many more sponsors, and we obviously can't go through all of them. So we will have signage at the event, and I hope people take a moment to thank everyone. Jackie has something to say here. Other than that, I think, we're really excited.
Well, let's wrap her up then. Let's just kind of do a rundown of all that, you know, the nuts and bolts, that sort of thing. So the times, the prices, the expectations, that sort of thing. You know, kind of make it about a minute to a minute and a half long, if you can, would be great for my radio editing. But hey, I'm just saying.
So our event is June 15th, open to the public at 4 p.m. Adults are $20 per person. Children 9 to 15 are $10. And children 8 and under are free. When they get in the door, they have the opportunity to vote for the best. Barbecue team. We have Sadas playing for the band, and we have special announcements at 6:30. And the winners of the barbecue competition will be announced at 9:30, along with the raffle prize winners.
And I do want to mention for anybody listening that has never attended the Bach and Barbecue, that $20, when you enter, not only does that go to benefit Make-A-Wish, but that's an open ticket to a buffet of meats and side dishes and all kinds of things that you get just being part of the deal. And I'll never forget, you know, when I bring a guest or bring a friend or something like that, after their first trip to one of those smoker pits, they walk back and they say, "This would cost me $15 at Famous Dave's." I go, "Yeah, but this is gonna be much better than Famous Dave's." So I mean that to me is such an important part of it, is that the meal that you get is well and above the value of $20, and let alone it all goes to a good cause.
We do also have Maverick there that will be serving alcoholic beverages.
Oh, that's right. You guys do have the adult toddies at the time too. And how about you mentioned porta potties, and then there's security there, of course, and then there's Anything else that we're kind of thinking we're missing out on that we should probably let people know about?
That it's a great event and you don't want to miss out.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt with the Bakken Barbecue, or to find out more information about the 6th annual Bakken Barbecue, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied. We all do what we do so we can survive. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's a place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Jared Whipp with Boss Solutions.
Jared Whipp, Boss Solutions, District Manager.
All right, let's start off by describing what it is Boss Solution does.
We're a liquids and solid separation company. We're environmentally friendly. Our system is designed for closed-loop water recovery. to minimize the impact of the environment. At the end of the day, my team and myself, we're local to the community, and we want to have a small impact from the environmental side. So we do liquids and solid separation, as I stated, so we're on the active big rigs as well, anywhere from municipalities to drilling rigs to offshore rigs. So we are local to the Mandan community here. We relocate employees into the community. We give back to the citizens and the area here as well. That's about what Boss Solutions has to offer to the industry.
So a question I like to ask some people, because the oil and gas industry is pretty diverse, and also it's pretty specific. Who is your exact customer?
So currently in North Dakota, we have 32% market share, and our biggest customers are your Marathons, your ConocoPhillips, Whiting, Slauson, Lime Rock, Rimrock. So the operators themselves are our direct customers.
Okay, great. And then talk to me a little bit about the technology behind this. You know, when we start talking about some of the solutions, of course, I start thinking of proprietary solution products. I think of that innovation. I don't know if it's gone into other areas or not, but talk to me about some of the technology and innovation within your part of the oil and gas industry.
That's a great question. So currently we're faced with new operators in the industry that are drilling 5-6 day wells. You're stuffing the same amount of volume into this equipment in a lot less days. For an example, we just did a 5.3 day well with one of our customers. Our equipment was able to keep up with the technology that we're trying to stay ahead of the game. So we do have some proprietary information out there for ourselves to protect us from competitors as well, obviously. But obviously we're doing a decent job with that to be able to keep up with as fast as these drilling rigs are drilling. So we're a huge part of the success of the operators in the Bakken.
I know you mentioned something about the separation of the different hydrocarbons at the end of the day, I guess is what it would be. I see clean reusable water on one of your marketing signs here. I wanted to ask you about the recycling of water and just the use of water overall. That is that comes back and forth as a topic of, you know, when it comes to oil and gas development.
That's another great question. So with our equipment, you're able to, again, recycle the fluid, whereas in the past, you'd have to dispose of it, which means more trucks on the road, more environmental hazard risk on the roads here in the Bakken. So our system has the capability of keep recycling, reusing the same fluid. You know, for an example, in the lateral sections here in North Dakota, we have customers that reuse the same fluid 4, 5, 6 different pads at a time. So that's a huge advantage at the end of the day for the operators, for the citizens of North Dakota, for the environment. It's a win for everyone. So,
all right, now talk to me a little bit about, I don't know if EPA is the right word or some of the state regulators. Sometimes the companies, that's all they deal with, and then sometimes they never see them. So do you guys have any sort of back and forth relationship with them, or are you kind of like you're there so they never see them?
Yeah, so Boss Solutions, our capabilities we offer our customers, we don't see them very often. It's something that, you know, the state comes onto the rigs themselves and makes sure that everybody's in compliance. So it's something where our technology, it's, for lack of better terms, they leave us alone because we have that advantage over our competitors. So
sounds like a nice trusted company. So, okay. Talk to me a little bit about what your guys' next steps are. I mean, are you guys, you said 32% of the Bakken. You know, there's the DJ and there's the Permian and some of the other things. Talk about, you know, next steps, or if you guys are another shale place.
Yes, sir. So we're currently on 123 active job sites across the United States and Canada. We have 53 job drilling rigs in Permian. I'd like to say 11 in PA area, the Utica, as well as Canada. So out of North Dakota, I oversee Alaska as well. I'll be starting an offshore project here June 1st, as well as a project with a small independent company in Alaska to try to get natural gas to the community for the Alaska folks to heat their houses here in the winter. So we have a lot of things going, and we have a huge future ahead of us to keep giving back to at the end of the day, to the environment, to the citizens wherever we work, to keep things safe, environmentally friendly, and be there for cost savings for our customers.
I'd like to give guests a final word, so the floor is yours.
At this time, I just appreciate you coming here and exposing Boss Solutions and being proud part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We are actively hiring, so look us up on boss-solutions.com, careers. We currently have openings for field technicians as well as field supervisors from here to Wyoming, across the United States. So please look us up, and we'd be happy to speak with you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jared Whipp with Boss Solutions, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week. You can check out all of our interviews, past shows, and other features at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we invite you all to join our social media network. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the social media page. We've got a social media audience and social media presence in many of the shale plays, including the Bakken. That's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're over 350,000 strong and growing every single day. And while you're at thecrudelife.com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. Of course, the sponsors make this program happen, whether it's the Dealmakers, Energy Safety Institute, Gas Techno Energy and Fuels, Hatch Coaching, or Tidwell Industries. We have some outstanding sponsors here at Building the Bakken Radio, and we invite you folks to please support them as much as you can. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors page. We have a whole list of them with links right there. And if you're wondering if Building the Bakken Radio or other Crude Life programming is carried in your neighborhood, check out our programs page on crudelife.com. We have a list of our programs as well as the radio stations that pick up those programs. And for those of you that are listening within our network, we'll be back next week at this time on this channel. We appreciate you folks very much for checking out this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thanks again for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. Keep calm and frack on.
If you don't take off your mask, when the outside's chilly, the inside is warm, you've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through and having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students, where the principals have hired him to come and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.